On the phone with Jen Truscott from L. Siegel Community of Agencies. How you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Good. Glad you could be with us. So, listen, I've been doing a lot of stuff with L. Siegel for many, many years. Have our paths crossed? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I've done a couple things. Several years ago, I was one of the athletes they highlighted.
Okay.
For some of their adaptive programs. And so we may have crossed paths there. I've done the tennis tournament. But my first love is always skiing. And so for me, I've used the L. Siegel services myself. And so I volunteer and help them out because they've helped me out. 21 years ago, I was diagnosed with MS.
Oh, okay.
And so one of the services underneath the L. Siegel umbrella is the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So, I've worked with them. I've done not only taken part in some of their programs, I've done gone down to D.C. and to Albany and have done lobbying for the needs of people with MS. And then I've got acquainted. So for me, growing up, I was a huge skier.
Mm-hmm.
And, I raced and I ski instructed down at Bristol. And with my MS, it got to a point that my legs could no longer just hold me up.
Okay.
And so about 6 years ago, after about 6 to 10 years of not being able to ski at all, I found this great program with under the L. Siegel, community,
right,
called Shared Skiing. And so they have a sports net program that has all different adaptive sports and options. And then they also have this shared skiing program. So I've been a part of that for better part of 6 years, if not a little bit longer. And I have a sit ski that I ski in. So it kind of looks like a chair coming with skis attached to it and come down the mountain that way.
It's the same feeling, the same excitement?
Yes. That's what's so great is you still get the same gliding motion. Like the two things I love, right, are skiing and surfing because you just get this amazing glide feeling that you're, going over.
I know. I used to work at Bristol Mountain, and I skied a lot, and I blew out. I've done both my ACLs, so I might need to borrow your sit ski one of these days because my knees hurt too much.
I agree. Like it is, it's a way, it's just been such an amazing experience. I love it. Like, I think everybody has something that, brightens them, right? Whatever it is, there's something that kind of gets somebody going, right? That just
sparks
them. And for me, just skiing, being a part of that was really important. And my family's a big ski family, so I'm so grateful that I found an ability, right, an adaptive way to work with the abilities I do have to be able to do that with my family.
That's, and I have to point this out because I do a lot of these shows. We talk about local organizations that help the community out, like L. Siegel, who I've been talking to for many, many years. And I've always talked to, the president, the CEO, the executive director. I love Tom O'Connor. The guy he's a great friend of mine. But coming from Jen Truscott, who actually takes advantages of the services that this organization provides. It's a new angle for me, and I love this.
Yeah, it's really great. And then the other interesting thing is that I just have one daughter, and she has high functioning autism. So we've used the Starbridge services.
Yep. I know those guys. Yeah, got those guys over there as well. I've done stuff for them.
So that's what's so great for me as a community member, right, is that I have these needs, and instead of trying to find 10 different buildings or 10 different people, right, you can walk in and see that all these things are at your feet. So it was really nice to, a couple years ago, I have seen Starbridge. They're there.
Right.
So it's great that we have, I don't want to say one-stop shopping, but that we have access to such a variety of great services for all the different needs out there. And what I really like to say is that you know, everybody has different abilities, right? And so being able to adapt, to emphasize and to use and focus on the abilities you do have, then allows for the enjoyment of life that comes from that.
That one-stop shopping, that term's been used, though, before, I must tell you. Don't feel bad about that, because it's true. Because, yeah, I know Colin Garwood over at Starbridge as well, before they became a member of the association. And you're right. We can mention them now. It's CP Rochester, EPI, Medical Motor Service, National MS Society, which you've been working with, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and then Starbridge, which used to be LDA, the Learning Disabilities Association, and then they merged. So, yeah, it is kind of one-stop shopping, and that's why people should support Al Siegel, because it's so many people and so many varieties of you know, customers or patrons or whatever, you know, out there that need these services. So that's the beauty of it, I guess. So being a skier, let's talk about your event first, because I'm sure that's the one you're so excited about.
Well, we're excited about all of them. February is a really big month for us.
Right, right. So we can start with just one. Everybody knows just one, right?
Yeah. And I think we should start with that, because that's really an important campaign that we have. It's been around for about 32 years. And what happens is about 500,000 blue envelopes go out at the beginning of February.
Right.
And they call it February, right? Mm-hmm. And what they're just asking for $1. And so if the idea is that, you know, everyone can't go and spend $100, $500, $1,000 on a plate dinner, right? But can we give $1, maybe not go to Starbucks that day, and create these opportunities for other people to be able to be included in community life.
It's just that easy, yeah.
Yeah, and what's great is what we see on our end is that, you know, we see these notes that come back to us that, you know, thank you for helping, you know, my sister, or thanks for helping, you know, my neighbor down the street that I know that you help with. And just having that opportunity to share just a little bit allows everyone to feel like they're part of the community and helping out.
So that'll be coming early February, that little blue envelope. And they're asking for $1. Of course, right. If you give two or three, that'd be great too, right?
Exactly. No one will send it back.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. So everything would be very helpful. So there is also, if you don't get an envelope, there you can visit alsiegel.org, and it's alsiegel.org.
Right.
And now we're actually getting into high tech, so then we can also text Al Siegel to 56651.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the cheat sheet they sent me. That's right. That's something they just started, I think, maybe a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, so that's newer in there. So I think that, you know, what's great is that you have to realize that Al Siegel, those community of services, help out over 55,000 people in our community. So there is a great need in our community for this, and it's such a great organization.
So for just a dollar, you're going to help out 55,000 people. That's crazy. So okay, let's talk about your event. We're almost out of time here, but and we've been talking about this on the radio. We put it on a community calendar a while ago.
We'll do two quick ones.
We
have an event going on, and it's called A Lift for Abilities. It's a ski benefit. So we've had in our services a tennis tournament, but this year we've added a ski charity event, and that's going to be down in Hunt Hollow on Friday, February 18th, and the Hunt Hollow Ski Club is hosting it. We're going to start at noon, and we're going to enjoy an afternoon. You can come in, have lunch, an afternoon of skiing. We're going to have après ski with wine tastings and live music. And then we will also have the adaptive shared skiing recreation program there, so you can see some of the different adaptive equipment that will be there. And of course, I will be there in my sit ski, colored up as the same color as my first race skis, and I'll race you down the hill.
Okay. I'm not going to take that challenge. I know you'll kick my butt for sure. And that's a beautiful, Hunt Hollow is just it's a great little hill down there, right at the end of Honeyoye Lake, pretty much, right?
And we're so excited that they've opened up this opportunity for us. Other groups have done different things, but, you know, if you live in Rochester, hopefully a lot of us like to at least be out in the cold, whether you're snowshoeing or whatever. But come down to the hill, take a run, and come and join and participate and support the Al Siegel Center.
Yeah, Hunt Hollow is great because I was mentioning Starbridge, and it used to be the LDA Learning Disabilities Association before they merged. And we used to do a bike race out of Hunt Hollow in the summer down there.
Nice.
Yeah, we used to race around Honeyoye Lake, which was a real pain for an old guy like me with bad knees. But they helped the community out a ton down there. That's great. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, what's this Just Wonderful Full Wheel thing here they're talking about?
Great. So before COVID, we used to have an event where it was guest bartending from the different...
City Grill. I used to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So they, you know, the different groups in the Al Siegel Center, they would have like bartending competitions.
Yep, so we had teams.
Moved that to a virtual event because of COVID, and we're going to do a game night. So it should be really fun that you can hop on. It's just from like 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay, that's February 9th, right?
February 9th, and we will they'll have a game show. And last year was really fun. We had great MCs, and they'll just bring you along and have a great after work cocktail.
Once again, that's all at lsiegel.org. That's A-L-S-I-G-L, lsiegel.org, to get all the events there. And anything else you want to tell us, Jen? I mean, of course, you know what these people can do for people. And we got a couple more minutes, and I just want you to share whatever you want to tell anybody and why they should give Just One.
I think what's really important is realizing sometimes we go through our day and we don't even realize the needs that every different family is having. And when abilities change within a home or within an individual, that can cause just stress on a family. And what the services do is provide just a breath of fresh air for these families and individuals, for them to find a new way of life and a way to help and support each other.
And all of these organizations, CP Rochester, EPI, Medical Motor Service, National MS Society, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and Starbridge are all amazing organizations, you know, themselves. And then under one umbrella, as you say, one-stop shopping, Al Siegel helps them all.
Right.
And it just rolls it all into one nice package, makes it clean, makes it easy for everybody to give just one or 100, whatever you want to do.
Right.
And all the information's at alsiegel.org. And again, you'll be getting the blue envelopes in the mail early February, but you can always text Al Siegel to 56651. That's 56651. Just text Al Siegel and you can make a donation. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Right. And you can also go and you can see all the events that are there for the year. All the charity events are up there, and you can register right online for all the different events we talked about today and throughout the year.
Jen Truscott, thank you very much for calling in. Really appreciate it. And hope to see you on the slopes on February 18th down at Hunt Hollow.
Thank you so much.
lsiegel.org. Al Siegel, text it to 56651. Jen Truscott, our guest this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.